USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News Sunday he's disappointed that former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail, criticizing President Donald Trump.
The truth is the American people in 2016 rejected the policy and direction of Barack Obama when they elected President Donald Trump.
Obama, campaigning at the Anaheim Convention Center, says Democrats can make a change in this year's elections.
We have the chance to flip the House of Representatives and make sure the real checks and balances in Washington. And I cannot tell you, all across the country, you can feel the energy. You can feel people saying, oh, enough is enough.
Obama told the crowd in Orange County people feel unsettled, scared, and worry about their children's future. Following a fiery appearance in his home state of Illinois, Obama avoided direct jabs at Donald Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Another 200 homes were evacuated in Northern California because of the Snell Fire. It's burned through 1,700 acres. Don Thigpen and his wife left their home in the Berryessa Estates neighborhood. He says evacuations have become common.
You've lived in this community for 24 years, and just in a matter of minutes, things could go.
Fire crews moved in quickly Saturday night to attack the flames from the ground and air. A vigil is held at Dallas West Church of Christ for Botham John, killed in his own apartment when a neighbor, a Dallas police officer, entered his apartment by mistake and fatally shot him. Church brother Emery T. says John was a member of the choir and he'll be missed.
Yes, his family have been impacted. So have I. So have you. You've been impacted. It has caused you to say, what is this world coming to?
The Texas Rangers have postponed seeking a warrant on manslaughter charges for Officer Amber Geiger until more information is available. Geiger had just gotten off duty and was in full uniform when the shooting took place. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Donald Trump is still angry about the anonymous New York Times editorial that criticized his leadership. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The White House is still looking to find out which administration official wrote the op-ed. The president says the Justice Department should investigate who wrote the editorial, and he doesn't think the piece was written by a top official of his.
Eventually, we're going to find the person. Now, I can say at a high level, it's not going to be. You're not going to find it. In fact, all of our top people have come out with letters saying this is disgraceful.
Also, Vice President Mike Pence is now speaking up, and he agrees with the president.
Seems to me to be just an obvious attempt to distract attention from this booming economy and President Trump's record of success.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Operation Ocean Cleanup is underway off the California coast. The Dutch company that created the technology to clean up plastic floating in the ocean chose the San Francisco Bay for the launch. Lanneke Hollernoek is the Ocean Cleanup Chief Executive.
We love the marine life, so we want to save them from the harmful plastic which is out there. So all of the design that we've done is with that in mind. We don't want to harm, we want to save them.
She believes they can collect 80,000 tons of plastic rubbish floating between California and Hawaii within a five-year period. They'll conduct a two-week trial before heading toward the Great Pacific Garbage Patch to start.